Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. So many great writers and great articles up on AmericaOutLoud.com. Tonight, we will once again be joined by BB Diamond to talk about the current culture war in society. What we are seeing is getting very interesting. We see MAGA patriots along with members of Black Lives Matter in the streets protesting the vaccine mandate together. We see famous rappers like Nicki Minaj being abused by the media and picked on for her stance on the vaccine. And we still have the Black community being the highest percentage of unvaccinated people. It will be interesting to see if Democrats finally start to lose some ground in that area. I'm looking forward to getting BB's thoughts on all of this. But first off, how are you doing tonight, Rob?
Andrew, I'm doing good. I'm glad that our listeners could tune in tonight, because as you've noticed, the past couple of nights, Andrew, we've been on fire. And I know that you're taking your healthy cell, I'm taking my healthy cell, and I hope all of you have gone to America Out Loud to learn out more about healthy cell by going to healthycell.com, and you can get 20% off of your first order. Try it. You'll like it. And you will be fired on all cylinders once you do. Andrew, how have you found the product so far?
I've really been enjoying them.
Yeah, it's really great. I mean, the taste, you can't, it's like, as I said before, I can't take hard vitamins. And this is a liquid gel. And you just like pop the top open, and it's in a small little pack, and slurp it down. I mean, you could put it in a smoothie if you like. But man, the taste is unbeatable. Grape and peach. Again, go to healthycell.com, or go to America Out Loud if you want to know more about it. And it's a new form, a way of taking vitamins. And trust me, you won't go wrong. That being said, back to your opening and the culture war. There is definitely a culture war that's taken place. It's a shift almost in society. When we had BB Diamond on previously, she and I, we were talking about this culture war. What's happening? One of the things that we pointed out or we discussed was that there is a war on men. And you and I, we've talked about this also, Andrew, with our guest, that there is a war on men. And if you are an alpha male, forget about it. They will cancel you out completely. If you are a beta male, like Barack Obama, or Van Jones, or even LeBron James, they will lift you up and make you the poster child of men. Do not doubt me on this. Look at it for yourself. Just recently, we've learned that in the crossfires of the left is Floyd Mayweather, Kyrie Irving, Dave Chappelle, and of course, Tim Scott, who's a Republican senator. What sin did Floyd Mayweather commit? A boxer whom everyone loved. Now, I thought that his, you know, personal life was a bit sketchy, but they loved him. But the moment he came out with free think, thinking for himself, and supporting another Black brother, Kyrie Irving, who's saying, I'm not ready to take this vaccine. I don't want to take the COVID vaccine. Yes, we're going there. That's what we're talking about. The vaccine, the mandate. Kyrie Irving is a basketball player for the Brooklyn Nets. He's saying, I don't want to take it. I've had the virus. It's not for me and my family. Oh my gosh, why did he say that? They all came at him with fangs, as if though he had killed a child, ripping him apart. And then Brother Mayweather came out, had the audacity to come out and say, I respect him. This is what we're talking about. This is free speech. This is being free. This is not being a slave. You're speaking your freedom. Oh my gosh, they attacked him. Six ways to Sunday. Dave Chappelle and his comedy routine. Oh, they're eating up him just nonstop. How dare he? Why would he? He's attacking transgenders. Now, never mind the fact that he's talked about black people, white people, straight people, blue people, green people. But the moment you talk about a transgender or gay people, oh, well, we got to stop. You can't do that. Where are the real men that are going to support Dave Chappelle? Where are the real men besides Floyd Mayweather who's going to support Kyrie Irving? Where is LeBron James? Now, of course, LeBron James would say, oh, well, I'm not political. Oh, you're not? When a year ago you threw a coach up under the bus because he was criticizing China, but now you're not political. Really? And as you said, Andrew, at the top when we opened up, look at how they attacked Nicki Minaj for saying that, you know, the vaccine is not for me. Everybody should do their own thing. Oh, Joy Reid wanted to cut her head off. But black men, look at that guy, the singer, who came out with Old Time Road, Lil Nas. I knew there was always something about that kid. When I talked about this on the show with BB Diamond, I knew that there was something that wasn't quite right about him. And now we know. Not the fact that he's gay. I could care less. And just for the record, simply because you're gay or transgender doesn't make you any special than the next person. Who do you think you are? The same for a straight person. But gay people think that, oh, you got to respect us and you got to do this. Absolutely not. I'm not bending over backwards for you. But this character, Lil Nas, coming out with all of this debauchery at our kids. If you want to do it to adults, that's your business. But our kids. And when he was called out, look at how they attacked the people. Look at how they attacked them. They say, oh, what is he saying? Why are you attacking him? Are you gay, homophobic? What about straightophobic? You can attack straight people all day long. It is the mindset. And then the other day, I learned that a judge, Tanya Shutkin, a black judge, and if you didn't know, Andrew, she's also hearing Fusion GPS, that whole thing. So keep an eye on that, because she's probably not going to rule the right way, because she's shown that she's corrupt. But back to the story. She sentenced a black man, Troy Smocks, who participated in the January 6th protest, and it was a protest, not an insurrection, it was a protest. He participated in it. You know what she did? He was in jail from January 16th of this year up until now. She decided to sentence him. Now, I thought it was 18 months, but she gave him 14 months in jail. And he called her out on it. He said, this is discrimination, this is racism. You're going to give me 14 months, whereas you're going to give a white woman in the cell next to me who did the exact same thing, no time at all. You're going to give a white man who's in the cell next to me only a month, but I get 14 months. And when he called her on it and said that it's racism, she said, how dare you? What do you mean that it was racism? What you did was wrong. Like, are you serious? Now, I spoke about this previously on our show, and I'm bringing it up again because there is a war that's going on against men and, without a doubt, black men. BB Diamond and her mom, Barbara from Harlem, they go out with a mission to try to bring back the black family, to help them, to get them to understand what's happening. They get up every Saturday, I think, and Sunday, and other days, going around trying to spread the words, trying to educate people. I commend her for what she and her mom are doing, because not many people would do it, especially given today's environment, especially given the fact that if you speak and you don't say what the left wants you to say, there is a target on your back. BB Diamond, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me back on. It is an honor. Thank you.
So, BB, we had started this conversation a few shows ago, and we wanted to come back because we were just touching the surface of it. And there's so much to dissect with this war on man, war on the Black man. And I gave scenarios as to recent events, things that have been taking place that I don't think people are completely aware of, and how they have just like completely, so it seems, dismissed men, but mainly Black men. What are your thoughts, BB?
You know, thank you for having this discussion once again. You're absolutely on point. There is a war on men, and specifically Black men, because Black men are expected to heal or and obey the left and the Democrats. And when you have Black men who are independent thinkers and who focus on family, God, and their country, these Black men are considered threats to the left. And the left, as you know, controls important institutions such as the media, academia, Hollywood, etc. So they are pushing a socialist anti-God agenda. And by God's nature, what he gave men are protectors and providers. So in order to push their agenda, they want to weaken or cripple men, and particularly the Black man. So when a Black man like Kyrie Irving stands up and says, "Listen, I'm not ready to take this vaccine. I have to do what's best for me and my family." This is a threat to the leftist agenda. They have this obsession to push an unconstitutional mandate. And just because Floyd Mayweather, one of the best boxers ever, speaks up for him, for Kyrie Irving's freedom, he gets attacked. This is a war, really, and I don't want to be dramatic or exaggerate. This administration, pushed by leftists, is in a war against the average Americans. They want us to take experimental vaccines, and some people are afraid it contains things I don't want to really say without evidence, but really, it's really kind of scary. We are reluctant, and we also have to hearken back. Black people remember the Tuskegee experiments, Agent Orange experiments, other things, and that's why we're reluctant. But for this government to push this vaccine, it's scary, but there is a war on Black men.
And the thing about it, BB, is that you have Black men and these Black families, the ones that are still there, the ones that the left have not managed to eradicate from the family, that are saying, "As for me and my house, this is a decision that we have made, and this is what we're going to do." There was someone else in the Bible who said the same thing, something similar. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So now, 2021, the Black man, head of the household, no power whatsoever. It's as if though they have given all the power or want all the power to move toward the Black woman. Look at what Will Smith's wife is doing to him, Jada Pinkett Smith. Some of the things that she says about him on her Red Table Talk is embarrassing. She came out and said not a couple of years ago that she had an affair because she and Will, they were having a situation. She's now coming out and saying that he's not good in the sack. She said once before that she wants to do what she wants to do with the kids and that he doesn't understand it. These are supposed to be two power Hollywood couples that people look at. Now, I don't give a rip who they are, but of course, the media pushed them in our faces. So just imagine how this woman is beating down this Black man. Look at Dwayne Wade and his wife, Gabrielle Union. We all know who's wearing the pants in that house. He stands by, he's smiling. She's out there saying everything under the sun, how when she didn't have a boyfriend, she wanted to just go out and sleep with every man. She likes going to strip bars. It's like, excuse me? And he's sitting there and letting her say it. He better not say anything. Look at Kanye West when he was married to Kim and the way she gallivanted around without any clothes on. And he said, you know, I don't want her doing that. I want her to put clothes on. And he was attacked. Michelle Obama said the other day about her husband's relationship with Bruce Springsteen, that she encouraged the relationship because he knew what was happening in America. Now, wait a minute, Michelle. Barack was president for 8 years. So are you telling us he didn't know what was happening? Or are you trying to be the man in the house? Or is it both? Go figure. But all these high profile figures, these men, you have women out front speaking, treating the man as if though he's just a piece of furniture. There he is right there. How and why are we allowing this to happen in our society when we know that during the 50s and the 60s, definitely the 70s, the social programs that were pushed were designed to remove the Black man from the house? Why is that? Why are we sitting by and allowing this? And now, BB and Andrew, it's happening again with the social agenda that Biden is pushing. Look at the people who are out front talking about it. Black women. Look at his administration. Look at the people in power. Black women. Where are the Black men? Why aren't the Black men out speaking? Where are they? Well, they're not going to have one until he's a transgender. And that's not a man. That's a woman. Look at how they glorify all of this nonsense. And if you are a Black man, you better not say anything about it. This should not be. It should not be happening. And you would think that Barack Obama, who was the president, if you would call it that, for 2 terms, would stand up and be an example for Black men, for men as a whole. But he's also bought into this narrative because he said once, man, you make me sick. You just can't get it right. Really? So who's supposed to get it right? You look at the mayors that we've had in a lot of these states that have been Black women, none of them have been successful. Look at Mayor Lightfoot, the mayor in Boston, Baltimore, Atlanta, Sacramento. And look at what's happening to the cities. But yet and still, the Black man, he's no good. We don't need a Black man to have a family. That's the message that they're putting out there. Women can do it all by themselves. We don't need men at all. We don't need white men. Denise McAllister said that once, that there was a war on Christian white men and that white men need to wake up. So now we're coming out and we're saying there is without a doubt a war on the Black man. BB, how do we reverse the tide? How do we get them to see it? Because Al Sharpton isn't going to say anything about it.
You know, that's an excellent question. We're reversing the tide. I think it's beginning. And it's beginning, it began under President Trump, where you had, to me, an historic number of Black men who voted for Trump. I think Trump received more votes from Black people than any other Republican since 1960. And that's largely due to Black men. Now, your observation is very interesting and very insightful, how the media, the leftists, let's just say, are pushing Black women as if Joy Reid of MSNBC, this leftist, speaks for Black people, and she doesn't. She particularly does not speak for Black men. But instead of getting a balanced Black man, they want to have, like you said, the beta males, the weaker ones, you named a couple.
Don Lemon,
and then a Barack Obama, who's a socialist. These are the only Black men they will tolerate. They will not tolerate God-fearing, family-oriented, patriotic Black men. Black men like you, Tim Scott, and I'm not sure Dave Chappelle is really all that patriotic or whatever, but Black men who are independent thinkers, who understand that America represents freedom, they are a threat to the leftists and to the liberals. They are a threat. The liberals, leftists, they're not really liberal anymore. They don't believe in live and let live. They believe in fascism. It's their way or no way. The liberal, the leftists, they feel men overall are a threat. Okay, so they demonize the white man and they try to keep down black men. And black men they feel are easier to keep down. But when black men realize that what's going on and wake up, the liberals really have a disdain for that type of black man. And that is going on now. Now, I want to point out something else about using black women. It's interesting to me that Biden, resident Biden, has largely kept Kamala Harris hidden. Because it's obviously she's not too bright. Now, Al Sharpton is reportedly going to the White House to have a discussion on why Kamala has been given, I guess, frivolous assignments. It's simply because she's not that bright and she doesn't do well in front of the media. But you're absolutely right. Overall, they want to push black women to the forefront because we're more likely to obey the leftists as opposed to the black man who is the leader and provider in the community.
Right. And just going back to what you're saying, as far as Dave Chappelle, I don't think he's that patriotic at all. But what he's standing on principle, I agree with him. The same thing with Kanye West. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. But the principles that they're standing on, it is a principle. The same with Floyd Mayweather. And when you're standing on principle and you see what's happening, hey, you got my attention. But going back to Kamala Harris, she's not ready for prime time. Absolutely not. She's not ready for it. Why didn't Joe Biden pick a black man? And speaking of black men, the Surgeon General in Florida is a black man. He's coming out saying this whole thing with masks is just theater. And the media hates him. They're attacking him. Why are they attacking the black man? They are attacking this guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a fool. Wait a minute. This guy has a doctor's degree, a medical doctor's degree, something that Joe Biden does not have. But they're going to attack him because he's not part of that narrative that they want. He's not talking that narrative. Look at that guy, Jesse Smollett, a straight up liar. But they will praise him. Give him all the praise. Oh, they were attacking him. They said nothing about Larry Elders being attacked. Nothing at all. They said nothing when Tim Scott was being called an Uncle Tom by Joy Reid. Nothing at all. Black men. Look at how they're treating the black men. Al Sharpton, where are you? Where is your voice? Jesse Jackson. I know that you just got over the COVID-19 China virus, but where is your voice? If it was about raising money, you guys would be out there front and center. It's disgraceful as to what's happening. So what are you showing our young boys? What are you showing our young boys to shut up, be silent, let the woman take control? That's what Dwayne Wade is doing. But they will take Colin Kaepernick and put him up on a pedestal and say, oh my God, he's so oppressed. The dude is a millionaire and he keeps making millions. Oh, but he's oppressed. George Floyd, sleeping in his grave. Oh, he's a martyr. Oh, see, they like these black men. But the ones that speak truth to power, the ones that are conservative, they will chew them up and spit them out and then chew them up again and then stomp on them to silence their voices. And I do believe that's one of the reasons why Colin Powell, God rest his soul, one of the reasons he did not want to run for public office. Oh yeah, they will sing your praises as long as you're doing what they want you to do. Oh, they sung his praises. Oh, he's not going to vote for bag Donald Trump. He's going to bag the other person. But just imagine had he decided to run and said, these are my views, conservative views, put a border, a gate at the border, a wall at the border, rather. They would have hated on him. Oh, he's no good. He's an Uncle Tom. Look at how they do Clarence Thomas. a Supreme Court justice, and Joy Reid talks about him every chance she gets, calls him an Uncle Tom. And who is Joy Reid? A nobody. A complete nobody pushing CRT. And it would be at the detriment of Black people. Oh, but you know what they're looking at? Oh, we got these white liberals on the run. We got them feeling bad. Whenever we tell them, well, look at what your ancestors did to my ancestors, they'll feel bad. But what about the Black man? Look at how you poo-pooing all over on him. And then you say, I can't find a husband. Well, look at what you've done to him. You have beat down the Black man. Just destroyed the Black man. And as you said, BB, that is the reason why Trump came in and got more Black votes. But they don't want to talk about that. Absolutely not, because they're afraid that more Black men will wake up. And they're waking up. And they better be waking up in Atlanta, considering what Stacey Abrams did, took jobs and food from your family's mouth and sent it to Colorado, whose voting rights is even more difficult, moved it there, the All-Star game. But look at what happened. As they say, look at what God did. Now the games are back there because they're in the playoffs. You see? Can't get by doing wrong. But yet and still, they won't see it. Shame, shame, shame.
Yeah, a good standard or a good example of this double standard is you look at how Herman Cain was treated after his death. It was absolutely disgusting. But you are tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll continue this discussion on After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cells Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Today, America stands at the crossroads of history. Our actions will determine the fate of our nation. Well, that journey starts here and starts now. We invite you to join us in making the ultimate difference. Subscribe to our podcast and newsletters. Turn notifications on and stay in the know. You'll find all that back at AmericaOutLoud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
We're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew and our special guest, BB Diamond, social media expert. And when we were closing out the first segment of our show, we were talking about the war on men, definitely the war on Black men, and what's happening in Biden's administration. We see that when you look around his administration, he doesn't have equal amount of Black men representation within his administration. Now, of course, he claimed that we're going to have an administration that resembles America. But maybe he does have an administration that resembles America. Because when you look at America and you look at the Black family, the Black man, in some cases, is missing. Oops. So maybe he was onto something. And that was the intention. Now, we're going to have on our show coming up, in a couple more shows, Joshua Spodek, who's going to talk about the war on white men as a whole. men should be a protective class because for some reason in society, they are gunning to diminish the male species' role. The only way they will accept it is if he is a beta male. Now, there are some men that don't have strong personalities. I have nothing against that. But I do have an issue that whenever I turn on my TV, the only representation of a black or white man is a gay man, is a transgender man. Why is that? I mean, Andrew, do you see what I see when you turn it on? I mean, it's like you and I, we're the threat. We can't be represented. And if we are, we have to have a little twist to it. We have to be exotic. This has got to stop. It has to stop. But it will not stop with this administration. It can't. Because this administration has completely gone south. Earlier on during this administration, when came into office, I think you called it to my attention, Andrew, there was a recording or video, a public service announcement that they had put together about the White House. And the intern happened to be a gay man, a white gay man. And he's running around all flustered. And then he has on pumps and he's doing this. And he was with Jen Psaki. I'm like, are you serious? And then this whole push with the military of gays in the military. Why can't we just have men? You know, guys, BB and Andrew, I thought about this one day. And I think that Bill Clinton was onto something when he had the whole don't ask, don't tell. Because when you think about it and conceptualize what they were saying is that, okay, we exist, but don't ask me, and I'm not going to tell you. And if we were to go back to that, and I'm not saying people shouldn't be true to who they think they are, true to themselves, we would not have all this that we have happening right now on TV, gay couples kissing each other. And of course, there's always the man. They have some women, but definitely the push for the man, because I think they're trying to lure the testosterone and show them, no, you're not a real man. So a gay man is a real man? Well, he's a man. But this whole idea that they're pushing, I can't get with it. If you are gay, be gay. That's part of your sexuality, not your gender. Okay, let's just get that right. And I know the left, they've gotten it all, you know, tangled up. But that's your sexuality, not your gender. And we can discuss that another time. But as you said, BB, on one of our shows, the chromosomes, until you can change that up, you are a male and you are a female. And wanting me to say otherwise, like Dr. Rachel Levin, who's actually Dr. Richard Levin, I'm just not going to do it because it's wrong. Now, I know they're probably waiting and looking for a black man to come out and do the same thing. Look at Billy Porter. Shame on you, Billy Porter. Shame, shame, shame. Be who you are. But to attack straight people, and they're okay with that. You can attack a straight person all day long, BB. The same way a Christian. You can attack a Christian, throw them under the bus, spit on them. But don't you attack a Muslim. Oh no, God forbid. Because you're xenophobic or you're thisophobic. I cannot wait for 2022. We better get the right people in there. And when we do, I want them to impeach everybody in the Biden administration. Because as I have said before, it is a rite of passage as the president. Impeach. And if he's removed from office, God forbid, we will have Kamala Harris. But you know what? They should impeach her also. Because once the vice president is taken out, the Speaker of the House steps up. And if we control both houses, the Speaker of the House will be a Republican. I hope it's not Kevin McCarthy. I didn't say Paul McCarthy this time, Andrew, although I wanted to. It won't be Kevin. I hope it's not Kevin McCarthy. We need someone who's strong and committed. But if we get both houses, impeach Joe and then Kamala, and we won't have to worry about Nancy being there because she'll be kicked out anyway because she would have lost her seat. And whomever is in that position, I pray and hope that it is a strong Republican. That is how we can right the wrongs that are being committed now. And then this whole thing with the Secretary of State changing the passports for X as the gender. No, we can very easily go in and say, nope, we're not doing that. We're going to put it back the way it was, and rightfully so. Tony Blinken is a fraud. He's a flake. Correct it all. And speaking of flakes, you guys heard that they gave Jeff Flake an ambassadorship? Go figure. And Biden gave a lot of other Republicans that are never Trumpers ambassadorships. This administration is so flawed, it is not funny. The things that they're doing openly in our faces, and all we can do is call them up to the Hill, get them to testify, just like we did with Merrick Garland, and question him, I mean, and really let him have it, like him sicking the FBI on parents for wanting to know more about what's happening in their schools. Republicans can't do anything but just watch it. Just theater. And then we find out that Joe wants to give reparations, $450 each, not to Black people. Ha, it's not going to you, Black people. Get back. You're not getting reparations. Not that I'm for it, but you're not going to get the reparations. Uh-uh, not you, not the white people, not law-abiding citizens, not people who need the money. $450,000, almost a quarter, I mean, almost half a million is going to none other than the illegal aliens that are coming here. Can you imagine that? $450 of our hard-earned taxpayer dollars. The idea that they even thought about this, BB, that they thought about it, is shameful. I mean, Andrew, can you imagine? You're out working, paying taxes, and then some of that money is going to be put in a pot to give to people who came here who shouldn't be here. But they're going to say, well, we're going to do it because Trump took away their children. Their children have no business coming here. And why are they suing? They shouldn't even have the right to sue. They broke the law. And the fact that we're taking care of them, that in itself settles the score. But $450,000? Have you lost your everlasting mind, Joe Biden? Well, of course he has. The man has dementia. So who's pushing this? Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, Barack Obama from the basement of his Martha Vineyard's house while he's twerking in his sweats, or talking to Bruce Springsteen on a podcast? Hey, are you serious? $450,000 per illegal alien. How many are here? Almost 2 million? Guys, I mean, what is going on here? It makes no sense. Absolutely no sense. You're giving away our money. I mean, baby, can you reconcile this?
You know, Rob, that's an excellent question. No, we can't. It makes absolutely no sense. The Democrats are proposing a $3.2 trillion, with a T as in Tom, bill package. Which has now been shaved down because even Manchin, Joe Manchin, will not support it. Kristen Sinema of Arizona will not support it. You know, Rob, this goes back to the days of Barack Obama. There was a war really against the American people almost day after day. And maybe I'm exaggerating a bit, but not too much. There was always something new with Barack Obama, more taxes, more this, Obamacare jamming it down our throats while the administration and the Senate and the House were exempt from Obamacare, just constantly pummeling the American people, not working with us, not helping us, but hitting us left and right. Now we got to deal with the stimulus package, which will set the deficit through the roof. Now we have this report. It won't pass. It won't go through. But the thought that they would even float the idea of giving each illegal immigrant nearly $500,000, while we have veterans homeless, we have seniors barely making it, we have single mothers and fathers barely keeping a roof over their children's heads and feeding them. We have this administration run in essence by Susan Rice and the people supporter Obama himself, coming up with these ideas that just, they keep throwing it at the American people. And then Democrats turn around and wonder, why is Youngkin now up 8 points in Virginia? Why is Curtis Sliwa closing on and Eric Adams? Why is Chitterelli closing in on Phil Murphy in New Jersey? Because the Democrats seem to have this obsession, I don't know how else to say it, with demonizing the American people. It's a daily just throwing it at us, throwing it at us. You have a $3 trillion bill you want to pass, or stimulus package, budget you want to pass. And then you come up with this ludicrous idea to give each illegal alien, each $450,000. What about our veteran who served in the Vietnam War? What about those World War II veterans who are dying every day? The Korean War veterans, those who served in Afghanistan. But no, we want to do this. It's like they're trying to punch us every day. And the American people, beginning Tuesday, November 2nd, we are going to show this administration, which we know the election was stolen, that we're going to stop this craziness, because this is craziness. And even people voted for Joe Biden. Even Democrats are starting to realize this is insanity.
Complete insanity. And as you said, tomorrow when they do vote, I hope to God people in Virginia vote the right way in order to send a strong and powerful message that this country does not want socialism. We stand against it at every point and angle. Terry McAuliffe does not deserve to come back into office. And BB, I hope to God the same thing for New Jersey. Cittarelli, I hope he best Murphy. People have got to wake up, because you see the crime around you. You see that our cities are being decimated. Look at our ports, supply chain, cargoes that are still sitting in the ocean. Because Biden's Secretary of Transportation, who beat a Buttigieg edge, doesn't know what the heck to do. And the media is making him out, well, he can, they just don't like him because he's gay. No, we don't like him because he can't do his job. He doesn't know what the heck is happening. There is no way Donald Trump would have allowed that to happen. And the media should be castigating this administration for allowing it to be that way. But yet and still, they will pretend that nothing is going on, when we see before our very eyes the price of gas, a gallon of milk, bacon, and eggs. You go to the store, there's nothing on the shelves. This isn't made up. This is actually happening. Supply and demand, inflation. And Janet Yellen is telling us, oh no, there's nothing to see here. Wait, are we back in the 70s with Jimmy Carter? People, wake up. Why would you keep voting for these knuckleheads? You have an opportunity come Tuesday to correct all of this. Now, New York City, as for the mayor, Fernando Mateo, I wish, you know, he was there. I don't know if Curtis Sliwa will be able to pull this off, because Eric Adams has been anointed the winner. Already, the man who probably lives in New Jersey, the man who said that he would give de Blasio a B plus, I would give him an F minus if possible. He's going to get rid of all the police because he wants them to take a mandate. Crime is all over the place, so who's going to catch the criminals? He wants to fire people from the hospitals. It's like, are you serious? And then on top of that, BB, he's thinking about running for governor. Someone needs to come out and tell him unequivocally, you were a disaster. You are a disaster. Go away. Because they don't get it unless you speak directly to them and tell them that you have effed up, get out, be gone with you. And we don't need Eric Adams. But yet and still, New Yorkers who will complain about the crime, complain about the subway, complain about the muggings, complain about the human excrement all over the streets, will go right in there to the polls and vote for Eric Adams and not Curtis Sliwa. How could you? And then you want to complain? Really? He's showing you what he's going to give you. He just wants it for identity politics. You can't make this stuff up, Andrew. Now, I don't know if you guys have a governor race that's taking place, but here in this area, we know who should get it, but will they vote for the person?
Yeah, and then you see what's happened just recently to disgrace New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Arrest allegations coming out against him for groping a female's breast. He just continues to fall further and further down the hole. And you remember it was about a year ago where people actually wanted him to step in for Joe Biden and become the Democrats' nominee without even doing any of the work. And now you look at where this guy's at right now. It's just unbelievable how quick the tides turn in some of these races.
And they will keep him there. Now, he's facing misdemeanor charges of a sex crime. Now, if he's convicted, he'll be a registered sex offender. Misdemeanor charges. I'm not saying what he did wasn't wrong, but as we have said here on the show before, and I think, BB, you've been part of the conversation, that think of the thousands that died. I think it's 18,000 last count in the nursing home scandals. Had the same scandals in New Jersey. They had the same scandals in Richard Levin's state. And what did Richard Levin do? He pulled a Cuomo and he removed his mom from the nursing homes and put his mom somewhere else while he forced your loved ones to go to the nursing homes. That's exactly what Andrew Cuomo did. But instead of being prosecuted for that, Letitia James, where are you? Oh, well, she's getting ready to run for governor. And she's busy trying to take down Trump. See, that's going to be her card. When she thinks that it's not happening, oh, I'm going to charge President Trump for something. And they should tell her, no, you're playing politics. Get out of the way. Move out of the way. Why haven't you charged Andrew Cuomo? Death's on his hand. I want to know, as I've always said, of the 18,000, BB, how many were Black? They won't tell us. They just keep saying, oh, 18,000, but we're not going to look at that. We're going to look at the women sexual harassment. I mean, BB, which do you think is worst?
Yeah, I think the fact that Andrew Cuomo caused the deaths of thousands of seniors is worse, you know, because these people are dead, you know, and that's final. And it's outrageous that we're not given the proper information about who the victims were of Andrew Cuomo's disastrous decision. He cost the lives of, now it's up to 18,000 seniors, and he needs to be held accountable for it. That is far worse. But again, with these Democrats, these prosecutors, many of whom were paid by Soros, it's a political thing, right? Right. So what's more politically damaging? What's more politically damaging in their calculation is the fact that Cuomo and Murphy in New Jersey are responsible for thousands of deaths. So they don't want to focus on that, but they want to focus on the sexual assault, which the mainstream media will sweep under the rug. It's absolutely shameful.
It is. And they never, it seems as though they're never prosecuted. Look at what happened with Andrew McCabe. Can you believe what Merrick Garland did? He reinstated all of his pensions and back pay. And when he was asked about it, he goes, oh, well, we decided to go ahead and settle as opposed to going through a lawsuit that we would have lost. Lost? The man freaking lied. And you don't think that he should be punished? That is the reason why people say that justice isn't blind. Why is it that Andrew McCabe, who was recommended to be fired, and Jeff Sessions fired him because of the lies that he told to the FBI and then leaked information to the media? Leaked information. And then you expect for the FBI to go out and arrest citizens, parents, who are trying to get justice by finding out what actually happened at a school that the school superintendent said didn't happen. That a boy pretending to be a girl raped a girl. You can't make this stuff up. It seems as though there is no justice when it comes to the left. And look at how they're constantly trying to prosecute President Trump. Barack Obama should be in chains. Joe Biden shouldn't be in the White House. Hunter Biden should be in jail. Before our very eyes, this guy is selling access to the White House. And the media is just, oh, okay, next, let's pivot. All of Joe Biden's failures, Andrew, are out there for us to see. And what has the media done? Pivoted. Each time they have pivoted and went somewhere else. If we weren't keeping these stories out front and center night after night, who would do it? Who's going to break it down? Who's going to tell you that Joe Biden is floating the idea of giving illegal aliens $450,000? I mean, BB, I'm sure you could use that money.
Absolutely. It's just outrageous. And I'm seeing more people posting as the story is getting out there. Why would you even propose this? There's no Republican, not even Mitt Romney, not even Liz Cheney would sign off on this. When you have everyday average Americans who are struggling to pay their rents, you mean to tell me with at least 2 or 3 million, I don't have the number precisely, illegal aliens, we're going to give them each $500,000. Does that make sense to anybody? I don't care what your political affiliation is. That is just outrageous and it's unacceptable. But again, it's psychological warfare. And that's what it, to me, this amounts to, because Biden is failing on all fronts. The Democrats know he's failing. The polling is out there. A polling was done by The Hill, a political online magazine, that 35% of Americans want this election overturned. You know, he's failing. So they have to float crazy stories like that to keep the American people distracted and riled up. There's no way, there is no bill that's going to pass to give each illegal alien nearly $500,000 when you have Americans losing jobs and many of whom are struggling.
But BB, here's the thing. They won't have to pass a bill, because I was reading more about this story and what they're planning to do, or what. Again, they just let this leak out to see what the public would say about it. Apparently, it seems that these aliens, illegal aliens, I don't care what Demi Lovato says, illegal aliens decided to bring forth a lawsuit against the Trump administration. They got some young attorney who likes to chase ambulances to put together a case to sue the government to say, you took our children away from us. It caused us hardship. So we're going to sue you. So what Joe Biden has gotten his Justice Department to do is to look and see, well, what is the best way we can ameliorate the situation, you know, and get it out of our hair. So they decided, well, settle the lawsuit. Just say, don't proceed. We will settle the lawsuit. $450,000, you're going to settle a lawsuit? Now, again, I'm not for reparations. But you can't give reparations to Blacks, but you're going to give these illegal aliens reparations. Well, if that's the case, let me denounce my citizenship, go to Texas, then cross over to Mexico, and then say, I'm a Mexican, and then come back and say, hey, give me my money. Maybe that's what Black people should do. If you want your reparations so bad, denounce your citizenship, go to Texas, cross the border, go to Mexico. Now, of course, Mexico is going to chase you out. And then say, okay, I want my money. The idea, the thought that they would even think of this, that they would think of it, conceptualize it, is a slap in the face of all Americans who are struggling to make ends meet, who have been fired, relieved from their jobs because they won't take a vaccine that illegal aliens are exempt from. And you know who else is exempt from it, guys? The folks that are on the Hill. They don't have to take it. Did you know that? They don't have to take it. They've been exempt. Why have they been exempt? We the people need more power over these elected officials, more than just going to the polls and voting them out. We need to be able to pull their coattails when they're in office to say, wait, time out. We thought about it. We made a wrong decision. We want you out of there. Or we don't want you to get paid. We need more power because these people are not representing us the way they should. It's all talk. It's lip service. They're doing, Andrew and Bibi, a better job representing illegal aliens than they are American citizens. Because you think they would stand up and say, you cannot require these American citizens. You can't put a mandate on them to do anything that you're not going to put a mandate on these illegal aliens to do. And on top of that, we're going to give them $450,000 to settle into America. Wait, they're not even citizens. Oh, and by the way, we might just let them vote in local elections. And then from there, we'll let them vote in the general election. Who cares if they're not citizens? This is America. This is a new America. We're at the forefront. We're showing other countries how they should be. That is a foolish mindset. I cannot wait for 2022 to get here because at the rate we're going, BB and Andrew, this will not end well at all.
You hit the nail on the head, Rob. Our country is broke and Democrats want to keep borrowing money and giving it away to illegal aliens. It never works. Thank you so much to our guest tonight, Bibi Diamond, for joining us. And thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who just celebrated its fifth anniversary this year. You can go over to the website, AmericaOutloud.com. Website looks great. And there's content that will keep you busy for days. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.